The reason we say labels are so good for women is because they are great to use in response to inappropriate or patronizing behavior. I would probably bet that nearly all of us on this call have experienced inappropriate and patronizing behavior, and probably why you're here, and I'm glad you're here. When you get that behavior aimed your way, you can use a label to redirect the conversation, to kind of steer it away and take it to where you want it to go. It also can create a thought pattern interrupt. This works well when the behavior needs to stop and be addressed. Sometimes if someone puts a little bit of something out there, you can kind of label the situation and redirect the conversation. You know, oh, Davey, that's a good label you have for there. Why is it not coming to my brain? When you're redirecting someone.
When you're redirecting someone. I don't know if there was one specifically, but essentially where you just get back on topic, right? Like if someone's being inappropriate and you're supposed to be talking about, you know, we're making this deal, right? Then you might say, it seems like you're interested in furthering this business relationship and making this deal, right? Yeah. You just kind of get like, let's get back on topic. And so you say, it seems like you're wanting to do whatever X, Y, Z that you actually want them to do.
Yeah.
Getting them back on track.
So yeah, it veers them off where they're headed and back to where you want them to be in the moment. This also can create a thought pattern interrupt. Sometimes that first label won't work. And when you're dealing with behavior that needs to stop and it needs to be addressed, you can label it more specifically and use it to create that interrupt. So if they've gone down a road of you're trying to make a deal and they're talking about, hey, we should go out for drinks afterwards. You know, they hinted around at it at first. You labeled them back into the conversation. Then they pushed it a little bit further. Now you have behavior that needs to stop and be addressed. So you can say, it looks like we need to get back to the business at hand. Kind of like, you know, in other words, stop going there. I want you to come back here. It's just a little more direct, a little bit more pointing out the behavior is wrong instead of just kind of veering them back on track. So you're saying, you know, it looks like we shouldn't be dealing with that right now. Let's handle what's at the matter at hand. If that doesn't work, we go for door number three, which is what we call a confronting label. Okay, this is a very assertive move. You don't want to use it at first. You want to kind of try and label away if you can, just to keep that condescension coming out from the other side. Do it a little more subtly. But if it gets really bad, sometimes you just got to put somebody in their place. So if they continue on the line of let's go get drinks, or say they start calling you honey, you know, you can say, oh, it seems like you think it's okay to refer to me as honey. I mean, very aggressive, very assertive move. So it's not something you want to use right out of the box, but that is literally calling them on their behavior. You've tried to be nice. You've tried to do that interrupt to get them to go in another direction. And now you're just like, damn it, stop doing this. This is not what I want. So boom, seems like you just want to keep continuing here. And basically I'm not comfortable with that. Davey, did you want to add something there?
Yeah. I mean, I love using the labels in this way because it really softens whatever it is that you need to say, right? Like we're always walking this weird line of like, well, I don't want, can we swear in this?
I hope so.
Okay. We all get it. We're walking this line of, okay, I need to not be the bitch, right? I need to not be rude or whatever, because then they're going to label me as a bitch. But you need to call out inappropriate behavior. So you're put in this weird spot. And then a label just is so helpful because it calls out inappropriate behavior, but it allows the person, so essentially it allows the person to realize what they're doing and kind of explain themselves, right? Like, so like, it seems like, yeah, I love that. It seems like you think that's appropriate to call me that, mm-hmm. right? That like, oh, then that person can think about what they're doing and have to try to explain. Or it seems like kind of the creating a thought pattern interrupt. An example of that is, it seems like you're not really interested in making this deal. So you can go the opposite direction, right? Where essentially you're calling that person out on like, okay, essentially what you're saying is by treating me this way, we are not going to end up with a deal. And it's a soft way of calling that behavior out and making sure that people can essentially go backward and fix it.
And if you want to use that label and you want them to address the bad behavior that you're actually pointing out to them, you can put an upward inflection on it. It implies that it's a question and you want them to basically tell you, why are you doing this? Which is even more assertive. So just be advised, it is an assertive move. All right, let's talk about why labels, and then we'll get to any questions that anybody has about labels. So labels actually play to women's strength of intuition. Okay, women are much more intuitive than men. We tend to go with our gut a little bit more. We're trained earlier on in our life to kind of trust the little voice in the back of our head. Men aren't really taught that as they're growing up as women are. You know, women are taught to be cautious and all that. So we have, and I think it's kind of crap that we have to learn that stuff, but in a way it helps us out because we do have better intuition. And when it comes to using the black swan skills, we are actually better at it. I'm just going to go there. Just say, we're just better at it. We don't have to try as hard to do things like come up with underlying dynamics for a deep label because we're very good at picking up on underlying dynamics. Women, I think in an everyday conversation are much better at picking up what's not being said. Okay. We're much better at kind of putting the pieces together and saying, well, wait a minute, you're saying this, but you're also saying this. So this is really what you mean. Men don't do that as well. Okay. They really don't. Labels allow us to kind of deep dive into someone's psyche without it feeling intrusive to them. And that's essentially what you want to be doing when you use a label anyway. We don't necessarily say it that way because if we say it that way in the normal training that we do for Black Swan, and it's not directed distinctly at women, men lose their minds over this. Psyche, feeling intrusive, what is that all about? Women understand these terms. So this is why we use these terms with you, okay? When you're using a label, you can look at the dynamics around the situation and you can give the deepest label that you can find. So if someone is acting like they are frustrated with something, but you already know why they're frustrated, label the frustration and why it's there in the label, okay? Don't just say, it seems like you're frustrated, because that is very, very surface. You can say, it seems like you're frustrated because you're having to deal with blah, 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 blah. And you put the whole thing out there. That way they understand that it's a deeper label. They get that you're with them. You know where they're coming from. You know how they're feeling and you're putting it out there. And it's less intrusive when you use a label. Also labeling is getting...